This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Ask your doctor about Air Supra, albuterol budesonide. Eligible patients can pay as little as $0 per inhaler, subject to eligibility rules and maximum savings limits. Restrictions may apply. Visit airsuprasavings.com to learn more.
As of right now, we are at war.
How desperate. You call on such lost creatures to defend you.
How desperate am I? You threaten my world with war. You steal a force you can't hope to control. You talk about peace and you kill because it's fun. You have made me very desperate. You might not be glad that you did.
There was an idea to bring together a group of remarkable people, see if they could become something more, like the battles that we never could.
Welcome to Fury's Finest, a podcast about a discussion of Marvel Crisis Protocol and the Marvel Universe. My name is Jesse Aiken, and I'm joined by my co-host Chris Bruffett. How are we doing today, Chris?
Jesse, big days here in MCP. We got a lot going on. The core box is right around the corner. I mean, some of you already have it, I'm sure, by the time you're listening to this. Happy assembling and painting, by the way. WTC is about to happen, which we're going to talk about a little more in a second. But we've got a whole new list of characters and rosters and things. Like, just so many changes. MCP is
so much.
I mean, I said it in a couple of the Discords, you know, week of, during all the big announcement, but new game, who dis? Honestly,
that's really well said. Absolutely. No, it's a very exciting time. So many things obviously going on right now, Chris, and we've both been so busy with real life and sickness and things like that.
This show's an escape from that, Jesse. Real life's been especially tough for both of us lately, but
yeah,
it will pass and everything's going to be awesome again soon.
Hey, my family got all this weeks and weeks of sickness out of the way.
Yes.
Free to me getting on a plane.
My guy.
Country, so
very smart of you guys. Very exactly. Good decision.
It was all planned.
Yep.
Not really, but you did mention WTC. I am getting on a plane very soon. By the time we record our next episode after I get back, which it might be a little bit of a lull, but we will be talking about that on this feed and the patron only feed as well.
Oh, that's going to be such a fun discussion.
It's very exciting. If you want to follow my team at all, the America team that I'm playing on. We're called Freedom Force. Little nod to Mystique's Brotherhood there, but also Sooner is our captain, and that's going to be just the most incredible thing ever. Nathan's an amazing guy.
It's got to be a pretty good group chat there, yeah?
We've been having some amazing camaraderie Discord calls and stuff.
Love it, man.
Preparing for this. And
love it, and to be honest, a little bit jealous of the Fellowship and Brotherhood. Got to be honest with you.
That's right.
Extremely, extremely happy for you and proud of you. To be going.
I'm very excited.
So excited to hear the stories kind of as they happen, as you have a chance to shoot Discord messages and things. And I'm extremely excited to unpack everything both on and off the air when you get back safely. It's going to be some really, really fun shows.
I really appreciate it, Chris. Yeah, it's been amazing that I get to go at all. I mean, I've talked about it off and on a little bit over the last couple shows, but I mean, you guys are making this happen for me through your support, whether it's, you know, just support and telling me you're excited for me to go, all the way to your fiscal support, people that showed up and gave to my GoFundMe. I got like more than half of my goal.
So awesome.
Yeah, which was enough to pay for my plane ticket and my con fee. So now I'm just trying to shoestring budget this European lodging and food situation, yep. You know, which I think I can do, which is great. And some of you guys are still occasionally throwing a couple bucks there, which is amazing. That's been an amazing thing. So that's happening, which originally I didn't think I was able to go at all. So, and also the fine folks in Copenhagen keeping this con so affordable is a great part of this. I mean, the plane ticket's really the huge hit, right, that we took, and then everything else I'm going to figure out.
It's extremely aware of them and courteous, and it's a way to ensure most of the people that want to get there and are able to, via, you know, life circumstances notwithstanding, can make it, you know, despite income levels, which, you know, the plane ticket, that's a pretty big hurdle for a lot of folks, myself included.
Right.
And, but once you get past that, not having to really worry about spending a fortune on con fees and things like that is such a nice little bonus for everything. So props to them.
Yeah. And I mean, it's still a con at the end of the day, so it's still very pricey, because it is a premier con. It's not like one of these smaller cons we go to that are a little bit cheaper, but what a way for them to get people from all across the world to really represent the prestige of these different countries, you know, and like make it this premier event's going to be and competition. It's by far the highest level competitive event I will have played in MCP yet, Chris, because the format alone adds another layer of competitiveness to this already insane competitive onion.
Well, not only that, there's a lot to unpack there with the format and the way it changes play, the way it changes, especially turn zero and prepping for the game. But honestly, dude, you get to go over there and play against Pat live in person. That's rad, dude.
That would be awesome. Shout out to Pat and the Across the Bifrost network that we are part of. Yeah, just I'm so excited, Chris, to play people from different countries, from all across the world, and see these incredible team names, you know, out there, like the Irish team. Shout out to them. I saw their team name was Daredevils Catholic Guilt.
Perfect. Well done, gentlemen. Well done,
Irishman there. So at worst, we're going to have some amazing stories and some great hangs, right? And at
best,
at best, we're going to perform well at the tournament. And I'm very happy to take some losses for the team in this draft format, where it's, you know, draft format's going to be super interesting matchup dependence based on which the team captains pick. And then you see what happens with the game. So I'm very excited about that. But stay tuned, more information on that. But if you want to follow in the Longshanks, I will link it in the show and you can follow Freedom Force there. You'll see me and my matchups and how my team's doing. And we appreciate all the support. And yeah, there's gonna be a lot of fun stories when I get back, I'm sure.
I absolutely cannot wait. Just one bit. And not only that, I want to see how these teams work. I want to see where the defenders shake out. I want to see.
Oh yeah, they're going to do well.
I want to see when we get the best players in the world against each other from different metas, different countries, which always play very differently, right? I mean, we play a lot different here in Tulsa than they do down in Houston.
That's right, for sure.
So I can't imagine. And we've seen the Inhumans be really popular and good across the pond when they were just nowhere in the power rankings here in America. So I'm just excited to see how these things shake out. I'm excited to see how these different ways of playing the game kind of manifest and how they affect the way everything goes. It's going to be very, very fun. There's going to be a lot of data to parse afterwards, which is going to be great.
Absolutely. It's an amazing thing. And I also get to see a beautiful new country. You know, that's like another aspect of this that I keep forgetting. We haven't
even talked about, right? Yeah. You're traveling to Europe, right?
For an event. And yeah, very special shout out to my friends, Patrick and Madison, who are letting me stay at their place for a couple of days while I get through the jet lag, you know, and it's very much one of those, like, everything in its right place, everything happened for a reason sort of situations, Chris, where it's like, they're two of my oldest friends and they just moved there because they just got jobs at Lego. And they're like, hey, we got a brand new apartment. You want to stay with us? I'm like, wow. So the combination of that, plus the GoFundMe, plus you guys' moral support, it's happening. So I got some wonderful people to thank in my life and some great stories to tell when I get back. But we won't be talking WTC today, Chris. We will be talking something we've been working on for a long time. I say this document's been off and on over the years. We've been reviewing a lot of products for MCP. And today's topic is going to be about how to enhance your games of Marvel Crisis Protocol with outside third-party products.
But first, we need to take care of a little business. Speaking of third-party products, Fury's Finest is supported by Mr. Laser. Mr.Laser.Square.Site for all of your Marvel Crisis Protocol needs.
And of course, we have that new code with Mr. Laser that gets you 5% off. Additionally, his already discounted rate, Fury5. That's the number 5. Amazing, right? Just use that. And, you know, fully transparently, like, that's going to help our relationship with Mr. Laser in the future grow. And it means a lot. And it also tracks for him people that are listening on the show, right? And hearing about his website through that. And then, of course, using our code. So looks good on us. Looks good on him.
Represent, represent.
Additionally, Furious Finest is supported by iWarGame. iWarGame makes the best marked MCP mats in the business. We highly recommend checking them out at iWarGame.net. Don't miss their new volume series with things like the Cosmic Colony and the Forest mats. And we have a new code with them as well, FF Podcast. They get you 10% off any order, which is incredible. Because I would recommend picking up like two of these mats at a time.
Look, my birthday's in a month, and there's a couple things I'm asking for, and they might be from iWarGame.net.
Perfect. And of course, Chris, we could not do the show without our patrons. Our patrons support Furious Finest at patreon.com/Furious Finest. If you enjoyed the show and like to join our private Discord community, check out the tiers. We take this time to thank all of our patrons for their support.
This week, we want to send a very, very special shout out to Bill. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you so much, Bill, for joining the community. And of course, we got to thank our Avenger producers, Rich and Sean. You keep the lights on. Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks, fellas.
All right, Chris, let's jump right into our MCP third-party review products and ways to enhance your game. Starting with one of our oldest partners, someone who reached out to me very early in the game's life cycle, very early of me starting the podcast. It's Schooner Labs. And what's cool about Schooner Labs is they have these dials that we used very early on, Chris. Yep. The track power, the track damage. They also have dials that track the score, which is one of the coolest things. I mean, you've got like a little dial. These are made out of MDF. The art's really well done on them, the colors. And then you can like, what's really cool about the victory tracker dial in particular is you could have one for each player if you really wanted to, and just keep it on your side right of the table by your character cards. And it's like enemy points, you know, my points. In addition to all these great dials he has for HP and things like that. And this extends into other games like the Marvel card games, A Song of Ice and Fire. It keeps going.
Well, I'm looking at some of these reviews that have been left on the Schooner Labs Etsy site. And these are some really, really slick Warhammer 40K 10th edition trackers that he's got up there too. They look very, very good. And I can say from experience, they're very well put together. Like, honestly.
No, absolutely. And if you're worried about them being wood, don't worry, because everything's also magnetized. So everything stays in place. Nothing gets caught or lost. And we highly recommend their store. And you can get products from them that have Marvel themes. So like the Captain America shield or the Hydra logo, etc., on top of your already superhero centric dial. So that was the first place we wanted to hit because they were one of the first people we ever worked with. And keeping that going, Chris, one of the first people I ever worked with during the pandemic, pre-pandemic, I mean, off and on a lot, is Mantic Games. So Mantic Games is a UK-based company that makes terrain and lots of great game systems. But most importantly, I bought through them the sci-fi terrain boxes from them. So they have these terrain boxes where you buy a box, it's got many pieces, and you can build the buildings to your specifications and stuff. Chris, you'll recognize this as my Hydra Moon-based terrain. Mm-hmm.
I play on this terrain all the time.
And we highly recommend this for MCP because it's got a lot of good size one, size two elements. But additionally, you can, with this terrain box, you can build up larger boxes of higher buildings, of sci-fi buildings and things like that, to be those size fours and stuff like that. And, you know, big shout out to Mantic because they reached out to me. You know, we worked with some of the stuff behind the scenes, and I'm sad that it's taken this long for us to talk about them, though we have talked about their products in passing. I do know, but I wanted to give it the full run over here and talk about the three that I use the most. Starting with the sci-fi military compound, which looks great. It's got the like a hanger that you can put things in.
I love the hanger. It's not too big, which is the best part about it. It is large. It is a large structure. It's easily a three in MCP terms.
Yes. Could be a three or four, depending on your game needs.
Exactly. But on the other hand, it fits very well into the game board. It's very well proportioned, is what I'm trying to say. Absolutely. And it is a big terrain piece. You will be playing around it without it being too freaking tall or just too bulky where models can't be standing, right? A lot of terrain will be very, very good looking, but not very practical in the sense that models can stand on it or get anywhere where they need to be. It just becomes impassable, which is fine. Don't get me wrong. But what I really like about this Mantic setup mm-hmm. is that it's modular and built for models to be almost everywhere. It's very, very nice.
Well, like now that I've played the game even more, Chris, speaking to what you just said, like I could build these things even flatter, even right. wider, just really good gameplay mechanics. But at the same time, I mean, Chris knows on my map, I've got several of the towers that are just one square wide, which are enough for like three small base models or two small right. base models kind of dueling. That's cool too. It's kind of fun. You've got like Hawkeye up there sniping, right?
Exactly.
So you can build it how you want.
It really helps you play into a thematic type of, oh, it's a scout outpost.
Yep.
You know, just little things like that. But it does give you that opportunity to put Hawkeye up there, which makes for fantastic little pictures.
Oh, absolutely. Especially when he hook arrows up there, right?
Like, I mean,
the theme is right.
You spent a lot of time painting him and putting him together. You might true. As well snap some pictures.
100%. And keeping this theme going of this Mantic sci-fi set, they have other elements of it that you could buy. So the military compound is the biggest set. It's a massive set. It even looks, I would say it's even bigger than the pictures show. But if you just want some smaller sets from them, they've got the military checkpoint, which is more of just like a tower with a side building and some barricades and a gun and some turrets and some, you know, radar dishes and stuff. Perfect for your cosmic boards. Perfect integration too with the AMG cosmic set. And closing out that thought, they also have an industrial terrain crate, which is very cheap. Gives you a lot of piping for your spider foes needs. Maybe you want to create a sewer map. Like, you know, there's a lot of cool stuff you could do.
Honestly, if you're building your own terrain like this, you're going to be, you know, kind of a problem solver.
That's true.
This industrial access pack, I think, yes, it's just piping, but
yeah,
I think in the hands of many of you, it like could be so too. Much more than just piping. I think it's excellent and a great price point for something that can be so differently used, and but also it looks great just as is if you just want to use it as pipes.
100%. And a lot of the stuff too, Chris, makes really interesting backstops. I think sometimes in MCP people get scared to not make everything completely flat and rectangular. Yeah. And I say stray away from that. Sometimes when you create things where models can't sit on them, but they're not very big like these pipes are, but they still backstop models and stuff, that is very interesting from being pushed, things like that. So there's elements you got to play around as a player.
That's some high level play.
You got to do it. So big shout out to Mantic. And I'm going to, of course, I haven't mentioned yet, but every product we reviewed today, I'm going to link in our show notes and in the episode description so you can find all this stuff easily. But if not, just search the things I'm exactly saying, because, you know, Shooter Labs on Etsy, Mantic Games at manticgames.com. But moving on, Chris, another thing we've had since very early on, this one of my favorite things we have as a podcast is your tray. Do you want to talk about your tray?
I do. So I have got and have had this wonderful, wonderful two-tiered wooden tray by High Bridge Designs. I have to say, Jesse, the day this came in mm-hmm. and you gave this to me
right.
and said, hey, we need to review this, that, you know, listener sent this, they want to review. This has been my tray
yeah.
since. I love this thing.
Yeah.
I don't go any MCP does not take place without me having this thing with me. You know how MCP goes. You could be moving a house with you to go play MCP, or you could just have a little tray with your cards in between the magnetized tiers fitting so lovely. You know, it runs the gamut depending on the situation for the game that week. But a lot of times I just need this tray and a very tiny token box. And everything I need for a game is right there. The tray is not magnetized, yet I've never had a problem dropping models. Anytime I have, it's been my fault and would have dropped if they were magnetized as well, like there as well. So I love this tray. It's my tray forever.
It's and, beautiful. Yeah, the wood.
I want to thank High Bridge Designs very, very much from the bottom of my heart. As I mentioned, it is two-tiered. The top tier has 10 cutouts of varying sizes for your MCP team. The only way this would not work for your team is if you've got more than, I think, 5 large bases
yeah.
in a team. And seems I just unlikely. I don't think any rosters have done that yet.
It'd have to be like all 3 Sentinels, 2 Hulks, and something yep. else, right? Like,
and it's
to exceed it. To exceed it.
It would be like you're building a team to make this tray not work on purpose is what it would feel like.
Yeah.
There is the second tier is magnetized to the top, and the second tier holds all of my accoutrement, my measurement tools.
Yep.
My priority token. The top tray. Obviously, my team sits there, but also there's a nice cutout for dice and anything else. I comfortably fit 10 MCP dice in this tray constantly. Nice. No problem. I think it could hold maybe three more on top of that. But honestly, I love this tray. Love that it's wood. Excellent little laser designs in there. They look very great logo. It's a very nice tray. Cannot recommend enough.
Well said, Chris. Yeah, and I'll link this tray in the documents as well. And it's beautiful. Yeah, if you want a more traditional like wood tray like this. Oh, and something Chris didn't mention, it has felt on the bottom too, which is a nice touch. Yes,
it is felt lined. Both tiers are felt lined. The magnets hold through the felt, no problem. Never, ever had a problem with it separating when I don't want it to.
Yeah, it's amazing too. So, and since it is wood, it's one of those things too, it will age and like it's just a beautiful piece. So that's Highbridge Designs MCP tray. But moving on, Chris. We've got a huge shout out here. Baron of Dice.
Yes.
And you would talk about something that you and I have loved in recent months.
We use all the time.
We've been reviewing these proper. We've actually been at our local MCP nights, been playing these every time, been showing them off to people, but also been playing them a lot. Baron of Dice was kind enough to send us a couple sets, and we have been in love with the sets that they've sent us, and we can probably review those. So Chris, if you want to review one of your sets first, it'll jump to me and we'll go back and forth.
I was at a loss as to which one to go with first.
Okay.
But I'm going to go with the ones I use the most.
Fair.
It's got to be my premium Panther Purple D8 dice set.
I'm pretty jealous of these, as you guys would imagine.
I'm surprised these filtered down to me, honestly.
I said, Chris, what's your number one pick? And then we just gave him our number one picks, and you know, Chris claimed the Purple Panther dice early.
You can borrow them sometime. They're really great, man. I love the way these dice feel. They roll fine. They're weighted very well. I'll say that. I have not noticed any excessive variance. I still roll great and real bad. So
perfect.
Just depends on the day. But yeah, these are a very dark dice with white paint. It's kind of a smoky purple black dice. You all know how these things work, the multicolors. They're gorgeous. I really, really enjoy them. I don't know what else to say. They're honestly, I love rolling them because they're so pretty.
Yeah, they're like marbled.
Mm-hmm. Man,
golly, they got so many amazing things.
And then of course the crit symbol is got a little Black Panther mask in there.
Very
so
nice.
So it's perfect for all you Wakanda players out there, and there should be a lot of you at the moment.
100%. Well, we also got a couple more sets of dice from him that we're going to go through real quick, but the one I'm going to focus on out of the other sets should shock no one, but it's a black and white marbled dice set of the Venom Symbiote dice set.
See, yeah, you can't be too mad about the Panther because the Venom, the Venom crit symbol might be the best crit symbol he's got in this.
Yeah, the silhouette of the Venom.
There's some good
face.
Ones. And I'm looking at you, Avengers and X-Men.
Yeah, 100%. But yeah, these Venom dice, they work really well. They've got a gray and white swirl in the black dice, which is just a nice touch
very,
for the
very
Venom
smoke,
look.
Very look yeah. smoke effect.
And my favorite thing about these dice, Chris, is, you know, I'm a big color and aesthetic guy. What's cool about these dice is they can mix and match with my other MCP dice pretty flawlessly because they are black and white. So it's like, yeah. Oh, I'll play them with the classic red ones. Oh, I'll play them with my purple ones. You guys know that I've been using forever. It just works. So it's one of those things where I think if you want more agnostic dice, first of all, they're just Venom. They're not even particularly faction locked, but additionally they're black and white. And I think it is one of his better selling dice, which doesn't shock me because I mean, they're slick looking. They're really good.
They're slick.
The last little bit of Baron of Dice here, we also got some Guardians dice from him, some Web Warrior dice. He also sent me a couple variants of the Venom dice, which are Carnage dice, which I believe are on his main website now, which is perfect, which are more of a reddish pink with the white swirls in it, which also looks very good.
Oh, yeah, they're absolutely gorgeous. They're almost an earth tone brownish red into kind of a nice amber almost. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, amber's a good description. They're very like amethyst rock looking sort of thing. He has also got a new set that I have to get that I definitely don't have, but I will be buying. It's the Claws set, which is blue and yellow. Oh,
this, the crit symbol, this might be number, this might be the best one.
Ironically, the one we don't have, but incredible, like some Wolverine dice.
And I don't know. There's four marks there. That's Lady Deathstrike confirmed.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. But Chris, let's, you've also got the Guardian dice, which are absolutely gorgeous as well.
They are. They're like yellow and a teal. And I'm such a sucker for teal.
Absolutely. I mean, who isn't, right? And they just really pop on the table.
Yeah, they look great.
Keeping the popping on the table, he also sent us a few of the Asgard and these Iron Man dice. The Iron Man dice are a little bit more muted, but that's kind of intentionally what they are. They're gold and like a metallic red, as you would imagine. Mm-hmm. But the Asgard dice, oh my goodness, the Asgard dice, they're called Premium Thor Hammer dice. And they are like an amber and a white with like cobalt blue markings, right? And they're very unique color scheme, which I think works for Asgard.
Well, the Loki dice are pretty cool too.
Can't beat the Loki dice. Dr. D uses those in the world, of course, and I've seen them in person and they are gorgeous as well. So we're going to share more of these on our personal Discords and our social media pictures with these, but we highly recommend you checking out Baron of Dice, letting them know we sent you, because we've had nothing but good products. And I think, Chris, you said it best. The dice are weighty, which I actually like.
Yeah, they feel good in your hand.
They feel actually a hair heavier than the corset dice, right? Which I actually like. I kind of prefer, personally.
You know, to quote the movie Snatch, weight is a sign of reliability.
Very good. Very good. Well, Chris, we got to move on to one of our favorite people, Mr. Laser. And of course, we've talked about Mr. Laser a lot over time, but I do want to highlight his products while we are here, because our code, Fury5, also works on this stuff. Starting with Mr. Laser's tray.
Any color you want, it feels like.
Any color you want. Picture in the photo is my Web Warriors, which are heavily modded, as Chris knows. And that's the tray I have. I have a red tray with a blue top, but I additionally have a black top. So what's cool about Mr. Laser's trays is you could always buy a second tray and you can swap colors at will, because he makes all the magnets polarize in the correct direction, right? So let's say you buy a Brotherhood color scheme one, a purple leaning one, maybe a purple and red, right, initially. But then later you buy like a black and white one. Well, guess what? Now you've got options. You know, you can swap them in and out. But what is there to say? We highly recommend Mr. Laser's trays. If all your models are magnetized like mine are, like, this is one of the best ways to go. Also, another cool thing about his trays, they're big enough to hold an entire list, but they're also big enough to hold more models if you need it for like a special game night, or maybe you want to carry two lists with you, or, you know, if you just want to, like, something Chris and I do a lot, have your rotating teams all just on a tray outside of your foam or outside of your cases.
Especially when you're working on a team for a competitive event, I'm usually rocking 12 models, not 10.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And then he also has plenty of space for multiple models bringing grunts. So you can also like bring a full list, but then have all your grunt models too, still be on the tray without any fear. Like, we've done the math of all the things you can do with Mr. Laser. Mr. Laser's ALS tray also goes up to 8 large models if necessary, right? So we've really tried to future-proof it the best we can, and highly recommend his tray. But keeping that theme going, he has attachments for the tray. So he has an attachment which is like to hold tokens and your cards that goes right underneath the tray, magnetized in. And then he also has another attachment, which I don't even have, Chris, but someone in our local area does, Kyle has, which is an attachment that, similar to your hybrid thing, holds all the templates. You know? So, and you can just stack it up and then just take that only one thing with you, right?
You know, something I love about Mr. Laser's setup here is that you could even have 2 or 3 top trays with different teams, different setups, 100% ready to go. And the bottom storage containers don't have to change. So you just grab your different tray with your different 10, 12 models, slap it on top of the storage that already has, you know, all the cards for all 3 of your rosters and everything, all your dice, all your tokens, and go. Just like that. Very, very convenient.
Absolutely. And of course, we would be remiss if we did not mention Mr. Laser's greatest product of all after the trays, which of course is his Crisis Token Pack, which is future-proof for the modern world of MCP, where we have up to 6 extracts.
Until they give us 8. Ugh.
Right. And then it's also future-proof, Chris, up to 6 secures if you ever need an extra. That also means you've got your 5 Scoundrels tokens there as well. So another thing I really like about his Crisis Token Pack in particular, Chris, is number one, they're really clean, really easy to read, really bright colored. But additionally, they have the coveted bullseye, the lines where the templates will line up to perfectly deploy and not misdeploy and stuff like that. And I adore it, honestly. It makes deploying a lot easier because you could just line up with the lines on the token rather than having to always eyeball the midpoint of both sides of the token. So once again, our code Fury5 works on all these products. And in fact, you're helping Mr. Laser out even more buying his custom products than just the MCP stuff you normally buy from him, right? Like buying his trays and tokens and stuff. Yeah. It is his main business. So it really means a lot if you do that for us. So I recommend all this stuff and get some interesting colors with those trays. You could, as Chris said, you can do whatever you want. I mean, you could
get creative.
You could do like teal and purple. You could go do crazy different directions. You know, he's got a lot of
consult your colors. Color wheel first, though, please. Oh,
of course. Dr. D's got a really interesting one. Actually, following color theory quite well. Dr. D has a teal and orange one.
Oh, I love that.
That he got for Mr. Laser at
LVO.
I didn't
know he was a Dolphins fan.
He did grow up in Florida.
Let's go, Tua.
There we go. Well, moving on, Chris. A quick shout out to Team Covenant, my close friends here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hopefully they're opening their new store in the coming year or so. And they were one of the first things I got for this game, Chris, was their black and white checkmark activation tokens that I adore. I still use to this day.
You do.
They're clean. They're very obvious. They're square on the table.
Yeah.
And
they stand out in a good way.
Yes. And additionally, if a model gets dazed, you can flip the activation token to the backside, which is the dazed token. And they have damage and power tokens that are also in this black and white with a little bit of green, or black and white with a little bit of red format. Very on brand with Team Covenant, the minimalistic design and clean look. And I love them. Like, they're very unique tokens. Since they made these, so many other companies have made tokens, which we're about to talk about even more, but these were the first. And so we got to give them a shout out. So shout out to our boys at Team Covenant. But moving on, Chris, to tokens, our favorite tokens.
Bar none. Well, yes, I love these tokens. I'm about to spend some money here.
Same
myself. So, and we've expanded here on Funny Monkey things. Funny Monkeys is who we're talking about here. Clearly, acrylic tokens essentially is what we're talking about right now. And anywhere from incinerate symbols, which are a lovely, just wonderfully designed flame, bright orange, stands out a lot more than the given tokens. We've got activation tokens. We've got tokens for every faction, I believe. We've got a lot of character tokens and starting to get a lot of cool and interestingly designed tokens for certain objectives. Case in point, set of three portals.
Yep.
And it's a large yellow flame in the shape of a portal with an acrylic orange below it kind of a standard MCP base. A very, very cool. I think probably everyone's has seen their hammers.
For sure.
They've just been around for forever. I think someone in every city, at least one person in every city, has this set of hammers.
They're neat. They're very neat.
Well, they add a lot of color to the game. They're easy to recognize and they kind of pop off the table. The only problem with the given tokens, I believe, is they tend to kind of just fade into the board a lot of times.
Yeah.
And that's just, it's just the fact that these are made from acrylic, so they just stand out.
Yeah. They're a lot better in that way, right? And they're really easy to organize too. Like when you're organizing them in your token trays and stuff, since they are such vibrant colors and they're different rather than the old tokens, which are all circles and, you know, cardboard, it's really easy to organize your stuff at the end of game night or the beginning of a game night, stuff like that. So I really love that. As Chris said, they have everything. I mean, I've been buying their stuff for years and also like behind the scenes been working with them on helping them design all these affiliation tokens to make sure every affiliation is represented in the game. And that's been a really fun project of mine to help them out with stuff, because I also think it's good for the game because there are tokens that do not exist in the game through this company. You can get Shadowland Daredevils tokens. You can get Spider Foes tokens. You can get Weapon X tokens. And that's part of because I just reached out to them, was like, hey, are you guys interested in doing affiliations that aren't in the game? Yeah. And they're like, well, yeah. Do you have any ideas? And I'm like, all right, let's get going. Let's start working on some logos. So they're filling a hole in the game too. I highly recommend buying like all your affiliations from them because you get 6 tokens, which is 1 for the scoreboard and 5 for the game table to mark control of pay to flips and stuff like yeah. that and other objectives. So you're going to be covered. So if you're a Weapon X main, you can buy their set of Weapon X 6 tokens, not very expensive at all. And you're always good to go. But I mean, as Chris said, past that, you cannot beat their status condition tokens. And the character tokens are my favorite, Chris. I mean, Gambit's card, giving his whole team stealth, one of lesser played cards in the game, but I get, you know what? If you've got Gambit poker card cards to show which each character that has stealth, number one, you're going to play the card better because you're going to know exactly who has the stealth. And number two, you're going to have more fun with it because you've got these beautiful acrylic poker card tokens.
Well, yeah, it's going to help you to pull the card off with more characters. I mean, we're specifically talking about this Gambit stealth card here, but
yeah.
You're going to get it off. You're going to make sure more characters are in the range 3 bubble for this card just so you can get these tokens on the board.
Absolutely.
And that's helping you play better. And it helps. It's wonderful information. Your opponent's going to appreciate seeing these on the board as well. They're going to ask you about them. It's cool to look cool sometimes, man.
It's cool to look cool. And I'm all about the real cool in these games. I think you and your opponent both have more fun when you do it. And this is one of those things that helps you do it. I mean, it's so clear when it's like, I have 6 convocation tokens and I'm marking the pay to flips on the map with my convocation team. It's so clear to my opponent exactly what I'm doing, all the while enhancing our game experience. And yeah, it's very hype to me. It's very like top tier. Pretty proud of some of these affiliation tokens, Chris, because I got to help make them.
Yeah, so. there's some really good ones.
Because some were definitely some outside of the box thinking, right? Because they frankly don't have a logo in Marvel, or they don't have a logo sure. in the game system, right? So, but we highly recommend everything Funny Monkey makes, and just pick up a lot of their stuff and you will not regret it. They also have sets of their stuff, so you could buy sets and the stuff gets a little bit cheaper. Well, closing out with our final Etsy person, Chris, we have Cog of Two, who is someone that makes amazing products for this game. To shout out, Cog O2 has an amazing token tray that I use a lot. Chris knows this.
Yes, you do. And it is a good token tray.
It's a little on the pricier side, but as it should be, it's multiple layers. It's got a dice tray inside. They also have crisis tokens as well, which are more, they are hard plastic, but they're more in the, they look more in the cardboard traditional style. But additionally, they have custom rulers, which I've used as well. So like I have their Spider-Gwen set, which is absolutely gorgeous. Black, white, and pink, you know, of movement templates and stuff like that. So
they've got a lot of cool products. Yeah, I didn't realize those templates were from here. That's cool.
Yeah, so they've got so many products. It's kind of absurd. So I can't really go through them all, but I would say personally that the ones that Chris and I have used, or I've used against Chris or any of my other opponents the most, has been the range rulers, which are very nice, especially if you want a themed character range ruler, and their movement templates. But most importantly of all, this token tray. It's just so nice. It's a magnetized lid on it. You can customize the logo if you want. A lot of cool features here, and I highly recommend it.
And can easily work for other games outside of MCP too. It's
well said.
Very, very modular. This is just a nice tray for any, you know, tabletop. My word of the day is accoutrement, so I'm going to use that one again. But just all your stuff, man. Like, we've always got stuff, and it's really nice to not lose it. And this tray is very, very good at helping you not lose your stuff.
That's what we want, right? That's how we maximize more games in a game night. And that's how we get places easier, stuff like that.
Yeah, and something we've really been learning, I think, i.e. I've really been learning and you've been imparting to me, is that organization on game nights is absolutely critical to have a smooth, efficient night.
Right, because it's like incremental things spread like wildfire, right? And there's always going to be something that comes up, right? So if you can be fully organized going into the night, when the thing that comes up happens, that's okay. You know, you roll with the punches, right? But if you're already going in disorganized, then the things happen, it starts snowballing really quick.
Well, and then there's every once in a while where nothing comes up and everyone is organized and you get 3 games in 2 hours and everyone's wondering how that happened. That was a magical night.
That was a magical night. Yeah, It's something we've been working on for years, right? Trying to.
It really was.
I've been really trying to get it to that point.
The culmination of years of effort that evening, one time only.
Now we've had some other fast ones. I mean, I've talked with people in recent time, you know, Amon, my co-host on Hello There. And he was like, how do you guys get a round robin in on a weeknight?
Effort, honestly.
Yeah. A lot of front end organization that we try to facilitate, but additionally, everyone's playing on a clock and everyone's respecting everyone's time. And everyone also knows that it's a higher value to get three games in than one, right?
Absolutely. And
because we only get to do this every so many weeks. It's not a weekly thing for us. So we really want to enjoy those three games if we can. And it turns out when you play with clocks and people in that mindset and people come organized and prepared, not an issue. Not an issue at all. You just get through
100%.
All your games. It's absolutely amazing. But we highly recommend Cockatoo. They also have a tray similar to Mr. Laser as well, though it is not magnetized. So I can't give it my highest recommendation. But I think you've come up with a lot of like comparisons of trays that work for you. But I think Cockatoo, yeah. The main reason you're going here is their token tray and these amazing character and team themed templates, especially if you don't want to paint your templates, you know. It's a big thing. But closing out this episode, Chris, we mentioned them at the top of the show. They're one of our favorite groups out there.
I've been excited to talk about this one all day.
I've become very close with In Young, who's one of the owners of this company. And he sent us both a modular dice tray. That's, of course, iWarGames modular dice tray. It's only $20, Chris. And I think this is the most amazing MCP product you can get out there.
This is my go-to. Not only is it my dice tray, it also carries my character cards between it being used.
Right. Because you just have this in your tray. Right.
Right. I've got my MCP stuff to a science. But yes, this wonderful modular dice tray, the best feature are two snap-in dividers that you can use to break up the tray however you see fit. Do you need, you can have 1 to 3 different bays for rolling dice. I often use two. If I'm using my dice tray myself, of course, if my opponent is sharing and using my dice tray, I break it up into three, which is absolutely wonderful. But I also use these dividers. I flip them up and they hold my cards in the tray. I slip the cards under the two dividers when it's time to move things, and it acts as a little extra security measure. I know it's not designed that way, but goodness gracious, I love it.
I love this dice tray. It's black. It just says iWarGame. It's that black leather. And it two features I really like about it, Chris. One you already mentioned, which I'll add on to, the divider. I use only one of the dividers, and it's so amazing for me and my opponent because I do my initial dice roll on the big side, and yep. Then I throw my crits on the small side so my opponent exactly sees how many crits I exploded. But additionally, if you had that third divider set up like Chris does, you could also treat that as the spot where you have your modifies, your Laura assassin reroll.
Is what I do. Yeah.
Yeah. So it just makes it very clear to your opponent exactly which dice you touch, where you exploded, makes a very clean, competitive way. But also, Chris, the second part that really works for me is it folds into a flat piece.
Yeah.
Right. So it just slides right in your game bag. Or case in point, I'm about to get on a plane shortly. Like I said, I have all my models and cards and everything inside my A case. And at the front of my A case, I literally inside of it, I have the iWarGame tray. It fits in there plenty of space, right?
I love this tray, man. Yeah, I'm using it in every game I roll dice in, just period, in my life. I really love this tray.
Absolutely. And I did mention the A case, and I will give them a quick shout out, you know, not sponsored by them or anything, but we recently got me an A case for travel, right? And we're about to get Chris an A case because, man, are we believers of my A case. Once your stuff's magnetized, you got to get your stuff magnetized first.
Well, I'm waiting for the case.
Right. But it's a fully magnetized, amazing case for travel, especially international travel, because you can get the small case like I have, or even the smaller case, and it is carry-on ready or personal item ready, depending on the flight, which is really what you want because
you
never want those minis out of your sight.
They need to be in your hand the whole time. Yes.
The whole time you're traveling, they have to be in your hand. And also it's powder coated steel. So it's like also a very firm space for them to magnetize on. They're not sliding off at all. And also the A case is very nice. It has some pouches, or you can put your cards and stuff, and you literally can show up to game night with just your A case. Like I said, my dice tray is in there, my other stuff's in there. I'm good to go.
You have to drive a considerable amount of time
right.
to get to my place, or I'm not in considerable amount of time, I should say. It's not right. like it's hours, but this thing, you also usually bring at least one game board. So having this A case has always made, since you've had this A case, coming into game nights, your setup time has almost gone in half.
For sure.
I really think that, because you're making one less trip to the car mm-hmm. and all of your team is always ready. You haven't been worried about them being jostled. You're not checking them like I do when I travel with my models.
Absolutely.
Like, honestly, just for peace of mind and organizational sake, mm-hmm. I've seen this A case work for you, and I'm excited to have a case of my own at some point. But yes, absolutely. It's an excellent product.
Yeah, and they got multiple trays, so you can, like, if you can fit the models, you could, like, knock a tray down and have another layer of, like, shorter models on top, right? You could do different things. It is a pricier case. I will say straight out the gate, I mean, you're dropping, like, $200 for this, right? But the amount of models it can hold is astounding. And also, with me, it's like, all my models are painted at a very high level. Many of them high level commissions from amazing painters, like people like Dr. D and Dennis in my life, who mm-hmm. are amazing painters that also do commissions for me and also paintings that I've done that have taken me a really long time. And so the AK is also a guaranteed way that when I'm traveling, those are protected, because I did spend a lot of time, money, and effort to get that painted, you know, to a certain level. And, you know, that could be gone in an instant, you know, it's on a travel.
Yeah. Especially when we're talking about getting on a plane.
Right. And this is for somebody who's used foam for 10, 15 right. years solid. Right. So I have a direct comparison.
I'm very comfortable with my travel setup, but it's yes. for cars. I'm yes, not comfortable 100%. With that setup on a plane.
No. And especially when planes, like when you want to reduce space, and also like certain planes have restrictions on sizes of bags and exactly. stuff. He knows all that when he makes these cases. So they're all made to certain specs and sizes, and you just pick the one that's right for you. And, you know, like I said, we're not sponsored by them or anything, but a true statement of this entire episode, I have talked personally with every single person on this list, some of them on the phone, some of them on video calls, and Olo at A Case, I've literally video called with him and showed me his process, showed me his product, and it's worth every penny, you know, and you see why it's the price it is. And Chris, to make matters even better, which is absolute insanity, these come from Poland. They're here in the United States in a few days.
Incredible.
I don't know how it's possible.
That's insane.
I don't know how it's possible, but let's say you order an A case on like a Thursday, you'd probably have it the next Monday or Tuesday. You'd have it before your next Thursday comes around.
Supply chain wizard.
So he works hard, and, you know, also shipping is completely free, because shipping isn't counted for in the cost as well. So there's a lot of elements why we recommend the A case and why I close out on them, because I have one right next to me right now that's about to go with me on a plane to a different country, and I have no fear my models will be safe. And that means a lot to me, Chris, because
yes.
I've got Cable in there, and he's one of my best.
He's extremely important.
Yeah, and he's also very extremely
important. Paint notwithstanding. That's the most important model you have, buddy. You need to keep him safe.
Future, you know, man.
Baby on board.
That's right. Baby on board. Yeah, he's got Hope's teddy bear as well on him. Yeah, that's right. So yeah, this is a fun episode to do all these, Chris. It's, you know, we hope you got a gist of all these products. And like I said, I am going to link every single one of these products in the show notes and in the episode description. And we're going to probably cover these more in passing, like we have done over the years, right? We've mentioned these things off and on, right?
And now that we've done this episode, I imagine we'll mention them a little bit more.
Yep. We'll be getting Chris's A case shortly, and we'll be expanding more. For instance, stuff like Funny Monkey, we'll be getting more of their tokens in the coming future. Because there's more to get.
I'm buying some of those with personal money very soon.
Yeah, the Weapon X tokens, stuff like that. There's some amazing stuff that we are behind on of their stuff. We highly recommend all these products, and whatever ones work best for you, we mean a lot to us. But most importantly, if you buy products from these creators, let us know. We let them know Fury's Finest sent you and that you heard about us through the episode. And we would love to get feedback on how these products have worked for you. And I'm sure they would too.
Absolutely.
And we think they just enhance your game. And Chris, at the end of the day, that's what we think. I mean, we put a lot of time and effort into this game, and as players and as people, obviously, if you're listening to a podcast, you're making it some sort of priority in your life, right?
Some sort of priority, right?
So might as well upgrade some of your components and give yourself and your opponents more enjoyment as you play the game, and also find ways to facilitate playing the game. Like Chris said, your tokens being organized in these trays, getting a nice case, getting a nice tray, all these things also speed up your experience of enjoying the game more too, because you're fumbling around less and you're just ready to go all the time.
And for me personally, if my tokens are in disarray, so is my brain going into the game, right?
Well said. Yeah. So
that initial fluster of where is everything? Why can't I find what I need right now? You know, just not having that honestly enhances my play. So I can't speak for anyone else, just myself, but just saying it does. If I go into a game night not worrying or flustered about all that kind of thing, I always play better.
It absolutely reduces mental load. There's no doubt about that. Absolutely. So you just play better.
Fury's Finest is supported by our wonderful patrons. You can become a Fury's Finest patron by going to patreon.com/Fury's Finest.
Find us everywhere online. Find us on Twitter at Fury's Finest Cast, Instagram and Facebook at Fury's Finest, and on Twitch at Fury's Finest. Emails at furiesfinest@gmail.com, and leave us reviews on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Unfortunately, those two matter the most, but if you leave us a review on your podcast platform of choice, it also means a lot because we can see your kind words there, and also helps spread the word of the show. And if you can't support us on Patreon and stuff, that's the easiest way you can support us, is listen and give us a review.
It really does truly mean a lot. We also want to thank Approaching Nirvana for the show's music.
Absolutely. You can find me and Chris several places online. You can find me, Jesse, everywhere at the same place. That's Twitter, Instagram, Discord, Longshanks, at Jesse Aiken. That's JSSEAKIN. And check out my Star Wars Shatterpoint show, Hello There, a Star Wars Shatterpoint podcast, everywhere podcasts can be found, and online at Hello There Casts. Chris, where can everyone find you?
At the moment, just hit me up on Discord. My username is StrongStyle. I'll be Chris Finest in many of the MCP-related Discords. Feel free to hit me up. Honestly, I love talking MCP, basketball, pro wrestling.
There it is. Well, we hope you guys enjoyed this episode. This was like the eve of WTC, and this is an episode we've had the bag for a while, but we wanted to make sure we had all the links together, all of our thoughts together, and a lot of these products we've been reviewing over time to really let you know our full thoughts on them. This is not like they arrived in the mail a week ago or 2 weeks ago. This is months and months of use, frequent use. So when we vouch for all these products, we truly vouch for them. This is, you know, these are some things we recommend at the highest level. And, you know, we've tried other products for the game too, but these are the ones that have made the most appearances and that we've never stopped using, right? So that's why that's why they're here. And we're going to continue to use them. I mean, I was looking the other day, Mr. Laser's trays, and I was like, I'm going to have to get another color at some point in the future.
I knew it.
Support him, you know? He's got purple now, Chris. The game has changed.
You're a man that likes to keep your themes rocking and matching, and I appreciate that about you.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I also like very clean, like black and white themes and stuff too. And the fact that Mr. Laser has that now is really nice because, yeah, if I'm running my X-Men, having my red and yellow trays can be amazing. Right?
It means you play better.
Right. But also be nice to just have a black and white tray that, you know, affiliation doesn't matter, you know.
For your Spider-Man noir team, all black and white.
That would be amazing. Yeah. Don't tell
all
me.
All your characters don't could be painted monotone.
Cell shading, monotone.
Oh, buddy.
That would be such
now
a nice team.
Now we're talking.
That's a thought I've entertained over the years, Chris, for like the Midnight Suns. Because I feel like it really works for them.
I've had the thought too, because I love a gimmick paint scheme. Personally,
it's really good, isn't it?
They're just fun to do.
The problem with MCP is you can splash any model anytime.
So many vibrant colors, and one splash will ruin the effect. You're right.
It'd have to be like an affiliation battle team scheme where it's like,
well, you can make that happen easy.
Well, it's like, yeah, I'm like only playing Midnight Suns, and they're all being painted black and white, right? And like they only come out when I play mono Midnight Suns, which you know could totally work, something like that. So, yeah, but. It's been really fun, guys. I'll see you on the other side. This has been a fun episode to do. If you've had experience with these products, let us know. You know, if there's some things we're missing, we'd love to hear from you. If you're a product maker yourself, reach out to us at our email or any of our social medias, and I'd love to chat. Because like I said, I've talked with all these creators personally, Chris, and a lot of them face-to-face, and I can vouch for this stuff, and I'd love to vouch for more. So if you've got something interesting in the game that you'd love to share with us and have us share with our listeners, please reach out. Well, until next time, thanks for listening, true believers.
Excelsior.
The world has gotten even stranger than you already know.
At this point, I doubt anything would surprise me.
$10 says you're wrong.